International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, October 2024. Week 3. Day 1 and Day 2. Outline. Roman number 1. The church today is Christ's increase in life, but the eternal kingdom of God is Christ's increase in administration. Capital A. In life Christ increases to become the church. In administration Christ increases to become the kingdom. Capital B. Christ is not only the church but also the kingdom of God, both the church and the kingdom are his increase. Roman number 2. The Bible first presents the kingdom and thereafter presents the church. The presence of the kingdom produces the church. Capital A. The life of God is the kingdom of God, the divine life is the kingdom, and this life produces the church. Number 1. The kingdom is the realm of life for life to move, rule, and govern so that life may accomplish its purpose, and this realm is the kingdom. Number 2. The gospel brings in the divine life, and this life has its realm, which is the kingdom. The divine life with its realm produces the church. Number 3. The gospel of the kingdom brings forth the church because the kingdom is the life itself, and the church is the issue of life. Capital B. The kingdom is the reality of the church, therefore, apart from the kingdom life, we cannot live the church life. Number 1. The reality of the kingdom of the heavens is the content of the church life. Without the reality of the kingdom, the church is empty. Number 2. Since the kingdom life issues in the church life, as we live corporately in the kingdom life, we spontaneously live the church life. Number 3. A believer who does not live in the reality of the kingdom cannot be built into the structure of the church. This is the end of today's outline.